All right, welcome back. It is always a pleasure to be with you. And here in the opening months of 2016, we're trying to help as much as possible with information about you, your life, perhaps a career or a career change. So joining me is a lady I met not too long ago and had a great conversation with her. I said, let's come on and do a show together. Her name is Addie Swartz. She's the CEO of a company called Reach Higher. And we'll talk about that. But congratulations, you've been honored recently by the Boston Business Journal as a woman of influence. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very thrilled for that opportunity. Been passionate about getting women back to work in Boston and have been pioneering that in our own town.
Well, Reach Higher, I love the name, and it's obviously designed to attract attention, but also you're helping women. What particular aspect of employment are we looking at here?
We're looking at women who have had a professional career, a bit of a trajectory of having been in a few positions before she might have taken time off to raise her family or take care of a loved one, who has been out of the game and now wants to get back in the game. So the concept is all-in-one, one-stop shop. You get retrained, your skills updated, and build your confidence, and then you get reinserted into a corporation and a paid project assignment. So it's a one-stop shop for women who want to sort of reboot their skills and then re-energize back into the workforce.
Interesting, Addie. You and I were talking about some of the other things you've done, and you've worked with children, and you've come up with ideas for education. And in a way, we're all children relearning and re-emerging into the world when we've stopped down for a while. There is a similarity there, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I've focused on women and girls for the past 20 years, doing three companies. Reach Higher is my third. But my whole focus and passion in life is about understanding your own potential and making sure you're able to realize that, even if you have different challenges along the way and different stepping stones. So whether you're a child and you are dyslexic and are trying to figure out a way to find your strength, and your passion, or whether you are an adult who is trying to get your footing again and contribute back in a business setting, or else actually just you're on your journey and trying to find your next step. It's all about realizing your potential. And children certainly need to have the opportunity to realize what they can do and find their best selves, and so do we as adults.
I'm talking with Addie Swartz, CEO of a company called Reach Higher, and let me just spell it for you. It's R-E-A-C-H-I-R-E, reachhigher.com. And, of course, I love puns. I love the play on words. Terrific. Well done, Addie. Let's talk a little bit about hard examples. Give me an example of a woman who has been out of the workforce a while. She's a professional, and you've trained her and sent her back into the world, and she's happy. I mean, you have a lot of them. Just pick out a few.
let's see. We have somebody who has been out of the workforce for about 12 years and had done a lot of consumer marketing. And we came through one of our cohorts. We do our classes in a small group format. And after 6 weeks of going through our program focused on business skills, technical skills, and professional skills, We reintroduced her to Panera Bread, the corporation, and she's been really happily ensconced, re-energized, doing marketing at Panera in today's new world. So that's one person.
Right. So you have a lot of connections you have to so that you can discuss with these companies, these hiring partners, hey, we've got a stable full of really exciting people coming up. We might want to work with you.
Yeah, it's almost like a philosophy. Companies need to think about talent in a more broad sense and be open-minded to create a new pathway. Right now, when typical ways of finding jobs are a job is posted or somebody might tell you about something and then you apply, and then your specifications and your experience has to fit the specifications of the job. That's very linear, and that really isn't the way it works if you have all this talent, this hidden talent, and somebody, by looking at your resume, would never take the opportunity to get to know you. So through our retraining and then our creating relationships with corporations that are innovative, that want to try different things, we're opening a new pathway for companies to take advantage of talent like this and say, there's a lot of potential in Judy or Susan, even though she may not fit the job description that's posted on the website. So let's give her a try. So that's like a different way of thinking about talent, is more, again, going back to the philosophy of, what's this person's potential? What they can they contribute down the road, versus do they fit every job spec that's been specified?
Well, let me ask you the important question about the A word, A meaning age. We know that so many people in their middle years who are active, vital, smart, just with it, are being passed over for younger workers for obvious reasons. Companies want to pay less. What are you finding in your work with some of these partners and, you know, linking up women in their middle years?
I think that women of all ages and stages have a significant amount to contribute, and companies can't staff their entire company with millennials for many reasons. I have two millennials. I have two lovely daughters, so I personally am so excited about millennials. But you need a wealth of experience. You need a diverse workforce that can better understand the markets that you're serving, because you're selling to individuals of different ages. And so I feel like that it's easy to discount somebody based on age, but if you think about all the benefits that somebody that's been experienced can bring to the table, in addition to maturity and a way of thinking about things, maybe they don't speak before they think, they're very loyal and are going to really deliver so much to prove how much value that they can create. So having that diversity of talent is really important to any organization. So I think that people have to be more open-minded about that. I firmly believe that everybody has so much to offer. Everyone is healthier. They're living longer. Who wants to, you know, retire at the age of 50 or think that they can't have another career? We have so many chapters in our lives, and to just be continually learning with all the new technologies that are out there and all the new ideas and companies, it's such an opportunity for people to get re-energized, use their potential, and then make a difference to the companies that are out there. So it'd be a shame if this talent couldn't be utilized in such a positive way.
What can I do if I've been in a company and I've had a middle management position, but I just don't want to do that anymore? I'm burned out. I want to try something else, and maybe I have a skill set with computers, or maybe I have a skill set with retail. Are they able to sort of work with one of your counselors and decide where they might want to apply their talents to the best degree?
Right now, we're focused exclusively on taking women that have been out and putting them back in. But I could see that longer term, we would be a full-service organization to do what you just said.
Okay, so you're looking particularly at these women who have had gigs, very good ones. They left for various reasons, family or personal or other ventures. Now they need to step back in. And what kind of a shock to the system can it be? I mean, your organization is helping people make the transition, but it can be pretty tough when you're out for even a couple of years, right, to jump back in to update yourself with all the changes and stuff?
Yeah, so there's so much new technology, and I feel like anyone who's been out of the workforce for more than 2 years needs a reboot. They need to be re-energized and introduced to the technologies that are out there, and even some of the word choice of, you know, how people are thinking about customers and how they're reaching them and what are the tools that are out there today that are so different than before. One thing that I feel so important about Reach Higher and how it delivers this on-ramp for professional women is that you go through this track. So first you learn about the program, and you can learn about it through this great radio show, or you can, you know, come to an information session or go online or talk to someone who's been through the program, and then you apply Once you get accepted, you go through this program that is 6 weeks long, and it's set to mother's hours. You're with a cohort of other women that are all trying to get back to work with you, and you actually move around the city. So we go to Google, we go to Microsoft. We are getting the latest technologies from so many different of the high technology companies. We were at Rapid7, security company. So it's very exciting, and this is just the first step in a woman's journey mm-hmm. to get back, and that means they have to show up at 8:30 in the morning and absorb, and,
yes.
and it's all about them. It's, you know, so much of a person's life when they kind of raise a family or take care of a loved one, it's all about everyone else. But this is an opportunity for you to get re-energized and focus on yourself, upgrade your skills, build your confidence, create a new network of women just like you that are going back, and then reinserting. So I think that process of, you know, it's not as much of a shock because you're actually kind of step by step on your journey going back. And then we put you in an assignment. That assignment is 4 to 6 months, and you get your feet wet. The company gets a chance to take a look and see what you can do, and then you take it from there. So I feel like that, you know, the program has been designed so that it's not a shock to your system.
Well, it sounds great. I'm so glad I bumped into you at a very nice event, the Sports Museum's Traditions event. We were there on the garden floor, and we just struck up a conversation, had a good time. And I said, let's do something on air about this. It's another of many great ideas that are bubbling up from people in this area, and I'm thrilled that we did it. And for people to want to catch you on the web, of course, reachhire, reachire.com. And is there a phone number they can call in case they don't have access?
Well, I think the website is best, but we are having information sessions in the area, and our next cohort and class starts March 14th. So if people are interested, the best thing they can do is find a class, an information session, or go online.
You can find out more at reachhire.com. Addie, thanks so much for joining us. Happy New Year, and obviously you're doing quite well. You've hit on an idea that's very important, so congratulations.
Thank you so much for your interest.